Prologue. Birch Creek, Ohio. Where is he? Charity Raber checked the clock on the wall of Diner's Diner and huffed. 10 minutes late. He's going to stand me up, I just know it. She closed her eyes and drew in a deep breath. Now wasn't the time to panic. Just because she'd been stood up before, more than once by more than one guy, didn't mean she would be today. Be positive. Be confident. She repeated those two phrases this morning as she chose her most positive and confident outfit. A light green short-sleeve dress that matched her eyes and a pristine white cap reserved for church service only. Not only was she dressed for success, she was ready for it. After a second or two, she opened her eyes and stared at the empty seat opposite her. She didn't feel positive or confident, not even close. Desperate to distract her doubt-filled mind, she straightened the silverware on her right, moved the menu in front of her an inch to the left, wiped off the drop of condensation sliding down the side of her iced tea glass, all while she tried to ignore the blend of Amish and English voices surrounding her, hoping no one would notice how long she'd been sitting alone at the booth. She fought the urge to glance at the clock again. Folding her hands together, she stared straight ahead at the front door, while warm mid-May sunshine beamed through the window beside her. Staring straight ahead. Her gaze flicked to the clock again. Only 2 minutes had passed? Phooey. Ready to order? She glanced up at Noreen Yoder, one of the three Amish waitresses working the lunch shift. Charity had interviewed for a waitress job at Diner's a month ago. By then, she'd lived in Birch Creek for nearly a year, and her savings were almost depleted. She wasn't hired here or at the other two jobs she'd applied for, counter help at Yoder's Bakery and a clerk at the fabric store in Barton. I'm sorry, each employer said after the interview. I don't think you'd be a good fit. What did that even mean? Noreen was hired less than a week after she'd moved to Birch Creek in April. Charity was still looking for employment. Double phooey. Life was so easy for some people. Did you hear me? Noreen asked. I heard you, Charity muttered, her gaze aimed at the front door. And no, I'm not ready to order yet. No reason to elaborate further. Her business wasn't Noreen's business. Still waiting on your friend? I'm waiting on my date. Noreen arched a pale blonde, perfectly shaped eyebrow, her silver eyes alight with curiosity. You have a date. We live across the hall from each other, and you never said a word. Noreen was one of the prettiest women Charity had ever seen, and she'd seen plenty since her arrival in Birch Creek. The town ebbed and flowed with single women from all over the country who had answered the same newspaper advertisement, stating that Birch Creek was jam-packed with eligible bachelors. She couldn't recall the exact wording, but it was clear from the text that single men in this community were yearning for single women, and Charity was yearning for a husband. Soon after she stepped off the bus from Cherry Springs, she realized the ad was misleading, in her case anyway. There were plenty of single men in the community, mostly from the same family. But, a big but, very few were ready for or even wanted marriage. Regardless, a few marriages had occurred, so Charity still held out hope that one day she would find the man of her dreams. And then Noreen showed up. Charity couldn't get a man to look at her twice, but every available man in the community noticed Noreen. Who is he? Noreen pressed. Charity frowned. Talk about nosy. Then again, Noreen would get her answer anyway when he showed up. If he showed up. Perishing the thought, she smiled. My date, she said with a touch of triumph, is Jesse Bontrager. Noreen snickered. Me? Yeah, Charity emphasized with a terse nod. Jesse's going out with you. She pressed her lips together and glanced down at the white laminate tabletop. Although she wanted to, she couldn't blame Noreen's skepticism. When Nelson had pulled her aside after church last Sunday and told her Jesse wanted to meet her for a lunch date, she almost keeled over from shock. Next to Ezra, Jesse was the most handsome of the 11 Bontrager brothers. Actually, there were only three to compare, since the older ones were married, and other than Ezra, who was also taken, Nelson was the only age-appropriate Bontrager. Nevertheless, tall, wiry, curly-headed Jesse was cute, even if she'd only seen him from afar. But lately the men in Birch Creek...